Hey y'all, and welcome back to the For the One podcast. You right now are listening to the season 2 finale. Oh my goodness, so exciting. I mean, nothing like big and explosive or anything, but it's just fun to think about closing out another season. When I was planning this episode and like the ending of the season, I couldn't believe how long ago season 2 started. Y'all, it has been, I think, 37 episodes. Back in August is when we launched season 2, episode 1, 9 months ago. Since then, y'all, I left the country for 4 months, came back, started 2 jobs, had my last semester of college, I'm about to graduate. So much has happened. And it's been more like 2 or 3 seasons of my life has happened just in the duration of this one season of the show. Probably even more has happened than just that. And I know the same can be said for anyone else listening, because frankly, life moves so fast. With that said, I've gained some perspective on what future seasons will be like. Definitely shorter. Season 3 will start again, likely in September. Course will be on Saturdays at noon, as you know. For specific updates, go ahead and subscribe to the show so you're notified when our next season launches in the fall. And also follow us on Instagram at ForTheOnePodcast_ for additional content. Okay, so now that we've had our housekeeping out of the way, let us get into the good stuff. This week, we are talking about change. Have you ever thought about how God made everything to be constantly changing? Like our bodies continuously change as we grow throughout life, physically, neurologically, even on the atomic level. Like our cells are splitting every day, and that's kind of crazy. Plants grow and change in life cycles. The clouds are never the same pattern, and the sunsets are a new masterpiece every day. Change is interesting for me to think about because sometimes it's the thing we most long for. Like if you're in a season or a schedule and you just can't wait to get out and people are counting the days until the next something. Sometimes it's something we most long for, and other times it's the thing we're most terrified of. When I think of change with that fearful negative context, it makes me feel like something good is slipping through my fingers. Whether I could control it or not. Whether change was bad or someone else's decision or my own. Like in a negative context, it just feels like everything's slipping away. And I think most people listening can relate. And I think it's tied to just the human sense to want to be in control. And when something's changing and it's out of your power to fix it, it can feel like the end of the world with no positive outcome on the other side. It reminds me of a really precious conversation I had with a kid that I pick up from school. So we were at Sonic after school, and I don't know how we got on the topic, but me and him and his brother were talking about fears, like, oh, what's your biggest fear? And this sweet little 10-year-old boy, he said, guess my biggest fear. And I was like, I don't know, heights. He's like, no, heights. I'm not scared of heights, all this big and macho. And I was like, oh, you know, spiders or whatever. Kept guessing. He's like, no, my biggest fear is growing up, because then I, you know, when I wake up, my mama won't be there to read to me, and I won't live in the same house as my mama anymore. And I just don't want to not live with my mama. And oh my word, it was just so cute and precious just to see the thoughts of this precious boy. And it's funny because like sometimes they're ornery and then sometimes they're just little angels, just like in that moment. I think a lot of us are like him in the sense that sometimes we don't want things to change because we like things the way they are now. In response to him, I told him, I said, well, there's no need to worry. First, it's a long way away before you're out of the house. And second, you'll still get to see your mom. Often, probably, you'll live in the same town. Just kind of knowing how their family does things now. Like, they live in the same town as their grandparents and aunts and uncles and stuff. And I said, that doesn't mean like you won't get to see her. And plus, there's so many good things that'll come with you growing up. And you won't lose every good thing that you have now. A lot of it you still will have and get to cherish. You know, when I think of change in a positive light, like the context I had spun it to him, I think of the terms renew and refresh. New beginnings and, you know, just endless possibilities. It gives me hope for a future to think, wow, one day my circumstances will change and I'll get to do this or I'll get to be this. It's exciting sometimes. I think that's one of the cool things about change is that bad things don't always have to stay permanent. And good things can come, like they can become even greater things too. With change, I also think of humanity as sinners. We are broken and sinful and we hurt ourselves. We hurt others and we hurt God. Partly not wanting to change in the indulgence of sin, but also craving change from the lifestyles that are killing us. So then God sent Jesus, and he changed the ledger of the lives who believe in him. A rap sheet of wrong, just wiped clean, replaced with righteousness. Those once condemned to hell, God changed. They have now a rank in heaven as the child of the King. I love how in 2 Corinthians 5:17, for anyone who believes in Christ, the old is gone and the new has come. That is what this verse is talking about. You were old, you were in your sin, not living a life that God wants for you. And Jesus came and he changed that. He changed your heart and the old is gone and the new has come. Psalms 40, 1 through 3, I think puts it so beautifully and poetically. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see and fear the Lord and will put their trust in him. And everything that's changing, whether it's circumstances around you or the whim of your thoughts, what have you, if it's change for better or for worse, the best part about change is that God is constant through it all. Hebrews 13:8 says Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You said, wait, KK, didn't you just talk about the biggest change in history with him changing humanity? We're no longer condemned, but with him for those who love him. Like, the beauty is that will never change. Because God commanded it, because he spoke it, and he did it, and he declared it, it will never change. And he's never changing. His character is never changing. He is faithful and constant. Y'all, he's called the cornerstone for a reason. He's the rock and firm foundation. There's nothing new to him. He knows what's been. He knows what's to come. He's not even bound by time, y'all. There's nothing new to him. Nothing you experience or do can diminish his love for you. Nothing. No change that you cannot handle when Jesus Christ is the foundation of your life. So for the one who's listening and the one who needs to hear it, as we're changing seasons, spring into summer, school's being let out, schedules are about to change, I know personally for myself, there's going to be a lot of change that will happen between now and the start of season 3. And y'all, as we experience change, rely on the one who never changes. Our God who has a plan for your life, who knows what's coming next, and he knows how to help you. For the one who's listening, I'll see you in season 3. Jesus loves you. God bless.
Hey, y'all. If this has been a blessing to you, please go ahead and share it with your friends. Who knows? Maybe they'll be the one who needs to hear it. Also, go ahead and subscribe to the show so you get notified when new episodes launch. And follow along on Instagram at 4the1podcast_. Thanks again for listening. Peace out.